Ecosystems under pressure, media collapse, antitrust basics, and the risks in the OpenAI thesis. A piece on the collapse of New Zealand's music journalism infrastructure. 119 points, 77 comments. Described not a single dramatic failure, but the slow withdrawal of advertising revenue that made a small market media ecosystem viable. The author is building a replacement using reader-supported funding and direct artist relationships, bypassing the advertising model entirely. The broader pattern is one that has played out in regional media globally. Legacy models that depended on advertising intermediaries face a structural vulnerability that became lethal when programmatic advertising matured. The HackerOne story's dynamics invited a brief excursion into antitrust law that applies broadly to platform businesses. Under the Sherman Act framework, the legal definition of monopoly is more specific than everyday usage. Courts do not look at market share alone, but at whether a dominant position was acquired or maintained through exclusionary conduct rather than superior products or business acumen. Platform operators that control both a marketplace and some of its participants face real exposure if they use their platform position to advantage their own products, a pattern the FTC and DOJ have been increasingly attentive to. The open-weight local AI thesis running implicitly through much of Monday's coverage deserves pressure testing. The strongest counterarguments begin with inference economics. The most capable frontier models are substantially larger than 30 billion parameters, and the gap between what runs on consumer hardware and what runs in hyperscaler data centers may not close at the rate local model advocates expect. There is also an update cadence problem. A downloaded model is frozen at release, while a cloud model can be retrained continuously on new APIs, frameworks, and security disclosures. And the operational complexity of running local inference may exceed the cost savings for smaller teams without dedicated ML infrastructure expertise. Concrete signals to watch. If Muse Glimmer and similar models fail to gain significant adoption in agentic frameworks within 6 months, or if 30 billion parameter models lag frontier API models by more than 20 to 30% on realistic coding benchmarks, the capability argument weakens. Conversely, if open-weight models appear as defaults in a major IDE plugin or gain enterprise traction in GitHub Copilot competitors within a year, the local open model thesis is gaining real ground. The signal, as one framing put it, is in the defaults, not the press releases.